This is the State of Things broadcasting from the American Tobacco Historic District. I'm Frank Stachow. About 6 years ago, twin sisters Paris and Amber Strother decided to team up with their friend Anita Bias to form the musical group King. Little did they know, the trio would soon cross paths with Prince and eventually receive a Grammy nomination. King takes pride in being independent artists. They write and produce all their own work on their own record label. In 2011, they released their first EP called The Story, and that's the one that got the attention of Prince and other big names in the business. Last year, the group's debut album, We Are King, was nominated for Best Urban Contemporary Album at the Grammys. Here's a little sample of the song Red Eye. It's a clip of the song Red Eye by King. They are Paris and Amber Strother and Anita Bias, and they are my guests today on The State of Things. Welcome.
Thank you.
Hello.
Hello.
Good to have you here. Paris, tell us more about how this group got together.
You know, it really just started off as the three of us having fun at home, making music, making songs, you know, playing around on different keyboards. And, you know, we're all just such music lovers that we wanted to put something together for our friends and family.
Well, I should point out that King is going to perform tomorrow at Motorco Park in Durham as part of the Moog Fest taking place in Durham, North Carolina this weekend. How did you meet? You started out, I guess you ran into Anita in L.A., right, Paris?
Actually, no, the first time I ran into her was in Boston. We had both attended Berklee College of Music, but I was on my way out, and I think she had just started. But I heard her sing very briefly and was completely blown away by her voice. And, you know, after that, I finished, moved to California, and met her just completely randomly at a jam session years later. So we reconnected. It just seemed like very written by the stars that I would just kind of casually bump into her years later and have remembered her voice as being so lovely.
Anita, tell us how, again, the kind of the aesthetic of the band came together. It's one thing to meet great artists and then serendipitously meet again. When did the sound for the group come together? Was that pretty much right off the bat?
I think, the sound, we definitely wanted to do something that was, you know, unique to us and our songwriting. But, you know, just over the years, our sound is, it's still developing and, you know, we're still exploring every part of our songwriting process.
Amber, tell us about your decision to move out. You know, Paris was talking about reconnecting with Anita in L.A., and then you decide to move out to L.A. to join them, too. Is that right?
Yeah. I moved out after having visited Paris maybe like two times, and just, I mean, being from Minnesota, I really fell in love with Los Angeles and the weather, and, I mean, it's a hard place to not just adore. But, you know, what kind of sealed the deal was meeting Anita and kind of having an instant musical connection and like sisterhood, and that really was pronounced with the three of us all together. So it just felt right and amazing.
Paris talked about being at the Berklee College of Music in Boston. And you also, were you pursuing music at the time as well?
No, it was just something that I always loved and always knew that, you know, I just had a passion for it, but I never thought that, you know, I'd be doing it professionally.
Paris, tell me about the song The Story. It was one of the first songs that you wrote together, and I want to know more about that process of writing together.
Yeah, well, The Story was an idea that Amber brought to me, I think inspired by her journey here from Minnesota and kind of stepping out into the unknown and, you know, really kind of blindly following your heart to do something that, you know, you're being called to do.
Let's hear a little bit of music from that song, The Story.
Back in my bags and I'm on the run. Trains leaving up to the land of
There is a clip from the song The Story by the musical group King. King performs tomorrow at Motorco Park in Durham as part of Moog Fest. Sisters Paris and Amber Strother and Anita Bias are my guests right now. And Paris, I understand there was a music video for The Story. It's a stop-action video. That's a lot of work, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, it was. But it was a lot of fun to make. I think making the song, we knew that we wanted to have a visual, and the song seemed so fun and bouncy in a way that we didn't want it just to be a still image. So I was sitting at my desk at my old job and just looking at the scanner and some paper, and I was like, I wonder if I could make these things move. So that kind of snowballed into this, like, maybe year-long activity of just trying to make a music video, and we put it up, and I think that's kind of one of the things that made it stand out.
Well, how important are visuals to you aesthetically? I mean, do you see that they're really part of the entire package, what King is all about?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, we're really heavily involved in the visuals, you know, around the music. Even to the point where when we're writing music, we're kind of scoring an imaginary scene in our minds or thinking of the moods and, you know, feelings that come from different pieces of content that we've loved since, you know, we were little girls and, you know, just kind of trying to recreate those feelings and moods through our music for our audience.
Anita, what does that mean for you as a group when you perform? Maybe my question is, do you prefer studio work to performance, or is it entirely different for you to be on stage than it is to be in a recording studio?
I think on stage is just trying to recreate the feeling and the moments that we created when we were, you know, working on the music. And so just really having fun with that and bringing the songs to life with different, you know, little arrangements in there as well.
Last year, you were nominated for Best Urban Contemporary Album, the only independent artist or group nominated by that category. Amber, maybe I'll put this one to you, although you can all chime in on this one. Why it's important to you to be independent artists and what that means for you. And Amber, I guess I'll start with you.
You know, it's really funny that since the Grammys, I think the three of us have really been able to look at what we've been able to do and the ears we've been able to reach just with the three of us. And so I think that being independent for me has just become, you know, waking up every morning and deciding, you know, where you want to take, like, you know, your musical journey to. And it's even more special when it's among sisters. You know, there's something just magnificent about, you know, looking your friends and sisters in the eye and it just being you. Like, it's really special to me. So I think it just, for me, it pulls us closer and gives us a more, you know, broader perspective of everything we want in our career.
Paris, what about you? And the other side of this, and I'll ask you to consider this too in your answer, is that while it certainly gives you creative freedom, you had the blessing of being able to be discovered. Your music is great, but without that kind of support and, you know, sort of working with a label, it may be hard to let anybody know how great your stuff is. Fortunately for all of us, we found out. But what about that, the struggle for recognition as your work is independent? How important is that? How difficult is it?
You know, it's, of course, important. And like Amber said, we want to reach as many people as we can. And we've never been shut off to the concept of working with anybody or partnering with anybody. It's never been like a hard line of something that we never wanted to do. But we can say that the clear priority is that the music is presented the way that we intended. And it just so happened that in releasing this record, we were the label to put it out, you know. Anybody, and over the years you meet people and, you know, you realize they have different ideas for you than you have for yourself. And it just turned out that King Creative was the best home to release our music the way that we wanted to.
Well, I want to hear another sample off of your album. This song is called The Greatest.
Greatest, greatest, the greatest, the saddest.
There's a little sample of The Greatest by the musical group King, which performs tomorrow at Motorco Park in Durham as part of Moogfest. They are Paris and Amber Strother and Anita Bias, my guest right now on The State of Things. Paris, tell me more about that song, The Greatest.
That was a lot of fun. It is a tribute to Muhammad Ali. We actually had written and released it before he passed, so it kind of took on a really special meaning after. But it was a song that we wrote. We wanted to encourage young people, you know, music is about messages. We wanted the message to be like, you are great, you know, embrace your greatness, go out and just be great. And to have that kind of unapologetic confidence in whatever your skill or your craft is.
Well, Paris, as Amber said, you and your sister Amber are from Minneapolis. So tell us about your connection with Prince.
You know, I don't think he knew we were from Minneapolis before he heard the music. He said he found it on the internet, and this was maybe a week or two after we'd come out. We released it day one. It had been, shouted out by so many cool people like Fonte and
Fonte Coleman of Foreign Exchange, who's also a North Carolina, one of our North Carolina artists we're proud of here.
Yeah, no, he's so awesome, and he was so cool at the beginning, you know, just sharing it from his timeline. It was really awesome, but it kind of snowballed, and then we ended up hearing from Prince, and he flew us out to his show at North Carolina. Actually, here, North Carolina, right?
Oh,
we were here.
It all happens here. It all happens here.
Wow,
tell me more about that. Tell me more about hearing from Prince. I mean, you just get a phone call, an email. How'd that happen?
It was an email, and it said, this is Prince's manager, and we want to know if you'd be interested in opening for him. And we were just like, what? That's crazy. Because, you know, we had just come out. So it ended up happening that, you know, we flew out, and we met him in North Carolina, and he invited us to open for his 21-night tour in Los Angeles at the Forum. So our opening set was the last night of the tour. Up until that night, we got to watch him rehearse with his band every day. We got to watch all the other opening acts like Chaka Khan and Janelle Monae and Esperanza Spalding and Mint Condition and all these incredible people rehearse. And it was just honestly the coolest experience ever.
Were you able to learn anything? Did he mentor you or any of those other individuals you talked about?
He was our mentor for years. Yeah. And you know, from that very beginning, he had kind of set out to give us the opportunity to be able to make our music without being held back by things that can normally snag a new artist up. So he imparted a lot of wisdom, as far as rights and ownership, but also gave us a lot of confidence in creating the music exactly as we were. He wanted us to not change anything. You want it to be very authentically us.
Yeah, I think it's so cool that you even opened that. Because if I get an email by a guy like Prince, I would assume it's spam and just delete it.
Right.
So you were very wise to open that. And, of course, the music is great. And then you talked about Fonte Coleman of the Foreign Exchange, and collaborated on the song All the Kisses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, let's hear a little sample of that. We'll talk a little bit more about it, but I want to hear a little sample of that right here. 'Cause on a day like this, a little bit of All the Kisses by the Foreign Exchange featuring the trio King. King performs tomorrow at Motorco Park in Durham as part of Moogfest. Paris and Amber Strother and Anita Bias are King, and they're with me right now. Tell us about that song. Paris, maybe I'll stick with you.
Yeah, no, that was such a fun project. Fonte invited us to be on it, I think, shortly after we'd met him online, and it was really cool. We love the Foreign Exchange. Their music is great, so he's been such an awesome ally and great friend over these years.
Anita, I want to talk about the song Hey right now. That's a song, your vocal opens that up, and we're going to hear a clip in just a second, but maybe you can tell us a little bit about the song.
That was like one of the first songs that we started working on together, and it just started out, I was trying to figure out the guitar, and I, you know, just put a melody to it and showed Paris, and she really just brought it to life with the production.
Let's hear a little bit of that right now.
Hey, I know how But I was tired on the star. Here you are.
There is a little clip from the song Hey by King that performs tomorrow night at Motoco Park in Durham, part of Moogfest. King is Paris and Amber Strother and Anita Bias. Paris, let me ask you about the production. I mean, this is Moogfest we're talking about, so that tends to emphasize the geekier side of music. And I wonder about, just in terms of production, what your approach is and how that has changed, if it has, over time.
You know, as I kind of touched on a bit earlier, you know, so much of what we're doing is trying to put sonic ideas behind feelings and emotions. And so, you know, it's really the three of us talking about, like, what is the mood? How would we score these lyrics? How can we best express this, not only by, you know, saying certain words in the song, but, like, what movements can we use? What, you know, kind of textures and...
Chord quality. So there's the musical and melodic side, kind of the notes on the page, but then the technical mm-hmm. side too. If you think about electronic techniques, do you feature them? Is that an important part of your production process? Does it factor in early in the process, or does it come later? The kind of electronic overlays, etc.
I mean, you know, it all comes together. It's all the songs are kind of created by each of us contributing different ideas, but a lot of those ideas are based around electronic music, which we love. Our home studio is filled with tons of synthesizers, and so I think that's one of the earlier concepts, you know, is how we're going to make this song sound unique and fun. And, you know, we're greatly influenced by video games and cartoons and a lot of fun visuals, so we're just trying to kind of keep it fun for ourselves.
Fun stuff and great stuff. The musical trio King, Paris and Amber Strother, and Anita Bias, who will perform tomorrow evening at Motoco Park in Durham as part of Moogfest. Thank you for being on the program.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
You can find out more about them and the program and Moogfest at our website, stateofthings.org. Just ahead, the music of Phil Cook on the State of Things. Please stay tuned.